Good day, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Off the Wall Soccer Podcast. I am your host for today, Zaza. Joining me on today's episode, we have Timmy,
Hi guys, how's it going? How's it been? It's good to be back, Jerry.
Menu,
Hey guys, how are you all doing? Great to be here. Good to be back.
and Ebimi.
Yo, what's up, guys? Good to be back, isn't it?
On today's episode, we'll be talking about the Champions League draw. Starting with you, Ebimi, being that you're the only fan here hosting the Champions League.
Trying to
How are you
yes,
looking
that's
at
very
the
correct.
knockout? I'm
Which
like,
kind of
are you
down?
gassing the guy,
I
man?
don't understand. You say yeah, the elite team, the champion.
There's
You
no
did
way
come
I'm
to
losing.
conclusion. Why are these teams fighting for
Why
conference
are
league
you
in the beginning of
shouting
the
now?
season?
What do you mean by 12th?
I don't understand.
Top league that you will not still
People
win. We'll behave
that
now,
are
don't worry.
looking at conference league and all this, that is why people are making noise.
Bro, you don't have any pedigree in Europe now. You're
Let
not even
me
supposed to
talk.
be that word is not supposed to be coming out
Only
from your mouth.
we are both going to Wembley. That's the good thing about this season.
Eh? Bro,
Oh, yeah,
have you gone to Wembley
Lisa,
this
put
season?
on for your CV now. Lisa, we go
Don't
meet for
worry,
Wembley
we'll
for
be
Champions
here.
League finals
We'll be
now.
here. No, Wala, we'll be here.
The
We'll
same
be
way,
here.
the 11th. 11th, you and Fulham, the drag boys.
Have you gone to Wembley? Let me make mistake. I'm in trophy before people don't hear what they give. Mistake.
You will not go Wembley. What
Mistake.
you do now? Okay, waiting for
I
Wembley.
agree. All the 20 years you go
But we
Champions
went
League
to
with
Wembley
Wenger.
now. The
Waiting you
community
do.
shield, was it not in Wembley? Was it not in Wembley? Zaza
Can see us
confirmed
now
that.
fast. Please.
It
Zaza,
was.
just continue. Let's not get into that now.
Okay.
You want to call Carabao Cup? Carabao Cup Wembley, that is what you want to use.
Carabao Cup is
You
more
know
important than
Wembley? I don't
community
understand.
shield. Yes, I can see
Bullet,
people here.
that is what Fanta drink. Zobo Cup. That is what you
Yeah,
want to use
community
as
shield,
a.
bro.
I've
Plates,
gone to
then the
Wembley.
plates. See, your colleague Zobo.
Zobo. Zaza, please let's move on. Let's move on, please. Zaza, what were you saying?
The sexual
Please,
tension
can we?
between these guys.
You're
Yeah.
facing Bayern. So, how do you think your team is going to do against them?
Well, personally, I'm kind of excited for the draw, because I'm not scared like before. Not like as if I used to even follow them before, but I know that there's a very good possibility that we can beat them. The two teams that I know that if we jam right now, that I'm so sure that they will remove us is Madrid and City. And we didn't get them. But Bayern now, they're not really on form like that. So, and we are on form. So, the highest, if Bayern use Ojita, if they use Champions League vibes, because that's what Madrid is using all these years to remove some kind of teams that are clearly better than them. So, aside that, if it's man for man, quality for quality, I think we have a very good chance of going to the semi-final. So, yeah, I'm optimistic.
Sure, I just want to throw this out there before we continue. Like going by this season and like going by like previous seasons, like at least in the last two, three Champions League campaigns when Arsenal has made it out of the group stage, you've been removed by Bayern more times than any other team. We all know the scoreline. Don't let's not act like it. Don't
Yes,
you
we
think
are
that's a
aware.
confidence booster for like Bayern on their own already?
In as much as we all know the scoreline, that was almost like 6, 7 years ago, if not, how many years ago was that? So, the team
I
that
mean,
played there,
I've calm
I
down,
think
calm
the
down.
only
Okay, let me
person.
tell you something. Let me tell you something. I've been owning Liverpool in FA Cup for 100 years now.
But how many
So,
FA Cups have you won?
I've won 12.
You may
Okay.
almost
So,
add us there. You almost add us there, bastard.
How does this relate to
If
the argument?
not Timina, for don't fold now.
I swear, I know I
No,
did shit.
go on. So you are saying, yeah.
So do you think that that I'll just call like five one five one?
Like I said, if we are to lose, I know what Bayern can use to be this OG, this let's say cultural, or let's say this experience that they are buying in Champions League. They'll use it over us, because us, we are still like, we're not really experienced like that in Champions League. Even before, in previous years, when we're in Champions League constantly, how many times do you get to semi-finals? How many times do you get to finals? So, compared to Bayern. Besides that, I know that even if Bayern are win us, they cannot give us 5-1-5-1 again. Yeah, no, even if they are to win us, highest,
Go too loud.
Your eye go
they can
clear,
be top two
Daddy.
money.
I don't think they will give
I'm
them five.
telling you now, I'm telling you, even if they are to win us, they might win also, but I know it's not be a big gap or scoreline that will be disgraceful or something. I think for me, it's more of a learning experience for the boys. Use it, and if we win, better. If you don't win, I know this to be a tight game, because I believe in our defense. I know our defense is very strong this season. I don't think we'll just allow Bayern to wipe us five like that. So,
I'm so
six
fast at
years
the
ago,
talk. That's what Barca did last season when Bayern was running them on both legs.
Barca that were using Marcos Alonso and them all these boys to be playing for them. Ah, bro, we don't be Barca. They are still using Sergio Busquets. Sergio Busquets should have retired.
You actually think Barca can beat PSG?
More, I don't know. I don't think so because
yeah, Mbappe can't Mbappe, Mbappe,
Mbappe, man. Exactly. It's 50-50, but Mbappe alone Mbappe is making it 60-40.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
I agree with that one,
to be honest,
his form is scary right now.
PSG are not really that good. Barca are not really that good.
He's there. Mbappe is there.
But Mbappe is there, guy.
You saw that trick yesterday.
That guy alone can.
PSG is not good without Mbappe. We can use that one.
Exactly.
Guy, once Mbappe, anything can happen.
Exactly. That guy can.
Because
Barca too, I won't say Barca that. Very good. They are picking some nice form recently.
Yeah,
sure,
yeah,
but
recently, sure,
I don't think they like can really like hold Mbappe, man. But if Mbappe, PSG should jam a better team that can probably manageably restrict Mbappe and still have a good attack to attack that PSG defense. PSG don't come on.
Really, Man City that can do that.
How do you restrict
Mbappe?
I said,
there's a team that can restrict them.
Like, how do you even restrict Mbappe?
You can restrict Mbappe now.
Think about it. Like, let me give you an example. Look at that World Cup final. Argentina did everything to restrict Mbappe. Mbappe was not even restricting. Mbappe just at 10 minutes.
The whole team is not first half. The whole team didn't play well now. Second half, when they didn't.
Yeah, but like that's the thing. Like Mbappe just had 10 minutes and everything just did boom. And then 10 minutes later, it was 2-2. That's Mbappe. Like Mbappe is just that, like that. Like Mbappe can be locked. They can lock him up for the entire 90 and just 1 minute. That's all.
But look, do you think Wan-Bissaka can restrict Mbappe?
He has not done it before.
You say how do you restrict Mbappe? I'm like, if you put a player like Wan-Bissaka, don't you think he can? But I doubt you. Mbappe's movement.
I think what I think you used to beat Mbappe
is his movement. Like before, Wan-Bissaka can look left, Mbappe didn't left. Before he look turn his head, Mbappe has run to his front to shoot ball. But if he's dribbling 1v1, I think maybe Wan-Bissaka might be able to hold him up. But I don't think they really use Mbappe like that against him.
Old Mbappe.
Not like old, but
you really guys are not easy one game to judge.
Like, I'm not saying hold you. I'm not saying like you should hold you. I'm just saying if you really want to restrict Mbappe a little bit, then allow your attack to do something.
Wan-Bissaka.
He has done it before.
A player like Wan-Bissaka,
I don't understand.
Why is Wan-Bissaka not held in this life? Please tell me.
No, I don't understand. What do you mean by he has done before? So because he has done before, that means
anytime
he jams, he's always.
Yes, that's the logic now.
Mbappe should catch Wan-Bissaka now.
No, he's not doing anything to him.
If he should catch him,
he's not doing anything. He's not doing shit.
They play. As Mbappe not scored against
Mbappe,
that was Wan-Bissaka.
Has he not scored against
him? Yeah, he was pop.
To be honest, I don't think you can literally hold Mbappe, Shabi, because it's Mbappe.
You can't.
You can hope for your keeper to be very good and score more than them. That is what I think you can use to hold him because that new guy is crazy, man. But I don't think Barca can do anything. Can really hold
why you guys think winning that match? Barca or PSG?
And funny thing is, when PSG beats Barca, they are going to either play Atletico Madrid or Dortmund, which Mbappe will still destroy. Maybe apart from Atletico Madrid, because Atletico Madrid are a bit better defensively.
I just like the fact that all the draws can go either way. There's no clear obvious.
Like I said, it's very open. Like.
I mean, I will not lie.
Yes, you hear United fans. You hear United.
I will not lie. I would not agree that there's no clear and obvious winner. Madrid, Man City, there's a clear and obvious winner.
Okay, yeah, apart from those two, and they are playing each other. So one person has to go.
There's no clear and obvious winner.
There's a clear and obvious winner in that one.
Who is the clear and obvious winner?
Is City the clear and obvious winner?
Man City is beating them.
How?
But
they are like best.
Like,
lying.
It's even worse.
No, City is not the clear and obvious winner of this
season. Madrid
does what? Wait.
Let me explain something.
No, no, say that stuff again.
The football that Madrid plays right now, is it the kind of football Man City loves playing again?
Yeah,
that doesn't matter. Which is what? You guys didn't see the Jazz Madrid used to win Champions League. Abi, you have forgotten.
That time they had X factors in their team.
Guy, they did this to the three or four matches.
X factor.
Did Rodrigo score like 2 goals that took their
team? They had Benzema. They had Courtois. Do they have Courtois?
So Courtois disappeared now. They have Lunina. What is the name of that boy?
It's Lunina.
Courtois is back.
They have new X factor in Bellingham.
Bellingham's
the
fucking X factor.
Bro, yes, catch that Madrid team. They will do what they did to them last season again.
You're lying, you guys. Calm down first.
This current City.
If they play as
good
as
City.
That's last season City, not this current City. They won't pay Madrid.
Exactly. City just played Liverpool. City just played Liverpool recently. And if you watch that match was very open.
Guy, Liverpool.
That was like City
played well now.
Should have.
Exactly.
It was second half.
But this is against a team that Liverpool, they are not at their best because Salah was not in that match. Who were they using to beat in that match? You saw when the last game, they used Kwanzaa. The reason was that you said, City will destroy Liverpool.
Fair enough, Sha. I think I see what you're saying, Sha.
And yet, Liverpool were able to hold Man City and see the chances they were getting. Bro, you're telling me if one of the guys like Vinicius, Bellingham, Rodrigo, and Valverde, you'll not dispatch them. See, Luis Diaz was just playing anyhow. I don't tell me nothing that Manchester City, their defense is not as
strong. Bro, they are still the favorites to me, Sha. On their
they
day.
Are the favorites, yeah. No joke, but that game can be. They are the favorites to win. The defending
they
champions.
Can't beat Chelsea. I can't take them.
This guy, relax now.
Guy, you don't beat us to run away. That is very suspicious.
Why are you calling Chelsea champions? I'm calling them now
because they could not beat us. We are not good now. We are not good. This is the same point to a trader. We are not good. And you could not beat us. That says a lot about you. Sorry to say.
Let me tell you something. I watched Madrid over the two legs against Leipzig. And if that's the Madrid that is going to play City, I'm sorry, but that's probably a 3-0.
Exactly. Leipzig won't kill them.
It doesn't work like that.
Like Leipzig wanted to kill Madrid. And
so are you guys saying that?
Man City destroyed Leipzig without stress. I mean, the second leg they stressed.
This season.
Yes, now. The second leg that they ran comeback on Leipzig.
Okay. Shawami, are you guys saying Madrid should be City now? You'd be surprised. Is that what you are saying?
Yeah, I would actually.
Yes,
I would.
I would be very surprised.
Don't be surprised. What are you guys saying?
I won't be surprised.
If it's based on gameplay, like normal, they said these are their Jazz in the last 2 years.
Ancelotti said that Courtois is coming back.
You come back.
If Courtois comes back, won't it help the team?
Wait.
He will surely be back before.
He has been out for how many months now?
No, that one is different too. That one doesn't matter.
Like,
it matters. Like, you just expected that top form he was on immediately.
He's a keeper now.
Madrid is not pasting City. Or rather, City is not pasting Madrid. 1-2. That match is going to be close. I don't know why you guys feel City are just going to beat them. Just
I don't think City will be there. But
I don't get it. Like, if you're telling me you've watched City in recent times, and you've not seen that win. City are a bit open.
There is not. See, I'm not arguing whether City are not a bit open. Obviously, Madrid will get their chances. It's only exactly. If Madrid takes them, fine. But you cannot tell me that you will watch that game and you think that, like, City
Madrid are favorites.
Are you
saying Madrid are
like,
favorites?
They are favorites.
I never said they are favorites, but it can go
me
either
Menu,
way.
Me and Menu are one standpoint. So we are saying all the fixtures can go either way. There's no clear.
You guys now said that
there's
the clear
no clear
winner
obvious
is...
winner in any of
exactly.
Okay, but me, I'm saying for that.
Brian, don't
Madrid.
Take time. Arsenal are going to beat them, even though they have quality. Yes. City are favorites.
I won't lie, yeah. Every tie has a favorite.
No.
So what is the favorite for Arsenal buyer?
We know the favorite already.
The favorite
is not
this
one.
The favorite is the one the bookies give lowest odds. Let's not go.
The funny how. I feel Arsenal can beat Bayern.
Arsenal can beat Bayern.
I don't think Arsenal will
beat Bayern. Players, based on pedigree, based on like get the whole gist.
Guy, based on player itself, we can still beat them. It's just pedigree and Champions League stats. Yes,
you want to say as a player, as a player, as a Bayern player.
Yeah, yeah, let's talk about
let's
that.
Let's go player thank for you. Player and a bar for bar.
If we are going for player,
who is that team?
One thing for sure is Arsenal's backline is better than Bayern's backline.
Eric Dier. Yeah, let's. Who is Bayern's? Who is Bayern's defenders?
I will start calling.
Let's say their best
defenders. Kim In-jae,
does not
Eric
start
Dier.
Don't call him. Doesn't start anymore.
De Ligt. Alphonso Davies, you still do that yourself. Kimmich right back.
They don't play like that just because of the contract issues he's having and he'll also be having.
Kimmich is better than Ben White. Can we agree on that one?
Yeah.
But this is Kimmich that's not played.
Bro, Kimmich is better than Ben White. What do you want to do? Kimmich is better than Ben White, Joe.
He has not played.
No, no.
Is he arguing?
Why you know he should not play for 5 years better than Ben White?
As in, he's better than Ben White.
These are people that
your
have not watched Kimmich in the right back. These are people that have
your
not
watched
Kimmich. Me, I've been watching Kimmich in the right back, and I can agree.
It's okay.
Because Kimmich has how many assists in the right back?
Kimmich is
now. Your CBs are obviously better than Bayern CBs. That I will agree on.
Uh-huh.
Left back.
So, that is
who's the left back for Bayern now?
Who's your left back?
Who's Bayern's left back?
They've been playing Rafael Guerrero.
Quio.
Oh, yeah, Guerrero.
Quio.
Let's just two equals to side. Equal to side. Midfield.
Declarais is better than Goretzka.
Many doesn't like Declarais. So he said.
The player I have beef with is Havertz. I never said Declarais is better than.
I wish we recorded that.
I never even said it. You can see where you're lying. I never said it on the podcast. It was in the group chat when me and you are arguing.
Exactly. I wish.
I was not like. If you vex me, self, Amrabat is even better than him.
But I was joking. Don't worry. Let's move.
If I go midfield for midfield, I think Arsenal's midfield is better.
Let's call it.
Yeah, midfield is better. But that attack.
Wait. What are we putting in midfield? Rice one. Who is no? I mean,
Rice are the players that Jorginho and Odegaard every time now.
Rice, Odegaard and Jorginho. Where will Musiala now?
Yes. Yes.
Where will
Musiala is left wing.
I thought it was a midfielder.
They play him on the left.
He can play 10, but he plays left wing.
Musiala is entering that team. Anything you guys are arranging, that guy's entering.
He's staying on the left now. Sure.
Okay.
Yes, now.
Martinelli don't lose form.
Wait, why can't Sané be on the right?
Be respectful.
So Sané can't be on the right.
Sané has not scored in 5 months.
Are you serious?
Sané has not scored in 5 months.
I feel that's a fake start.
That's a confirmed that.
That's a fake start. I think this thing is true. The last time Sané scored was this day, October.
Wait. You guys are saying.
Wait. Is that actually true?
Okay. He didn't score.
The last time Sané scored was in October.
Are you guys listening?
He didn't score.
I swap Mula
in
January.
He didn't score in December.
And now, no problem. But me, I'm saying the midfield will be Declan Rice, Jorginho, and Odegaard.
No.
Hey, he didn't score in November.
I swapped Jorginho.
We can't play Jorginho.
Yes, for Muller, no problem. Declan Rice plays 10. Yeah, Odegaard plays 8. Muller plays 10.
Declan Rice plays what?
DM. I swear to my man.
Declan Rice plays
4.
Odegaard plays 8. Then Muller plays 10. I don't have a problem with that.
Based on Saka and Starboy, we'll put him ahead of Sané.
What are you saying based on Sané? Let's check the stats.
He's
saying based on Saka. When last did Sané score? December.
I don't think December. 5 months.
The last time he scored was in October.
The last time Sané scored was on the 28th of October
2020. So are you guys saying that he will use Arsenal and start new form? Maybe
he will use Arsenal to his form.
Then up front,
maybe
Havertz.
I know it's the
funniest thing. We do not talk about goalkeeper.
That's true.
Noah is the keeper now.
Oh, now we want to use OG tax.
Noah is not better than Raya.
And we can see Noah is getting old now.
With age comes experience.
He's better than Raya in every phase.
So what's the scoreline? What's the scoreline?
So
I think he's kind
of Arsenal. We had the two back,
two at CBs,
the back. For the four, for the back at the four, two at the back, right back, Bayern one, CBs two. The left back, we gave them equals the same time. So that is basically 2-1. Midfield, Arsenal has two players in midfield, Bayern has one. That is Thomas Muller. That is how many now? 4-2. The left wing, we gave Musiala. That is 4-3. Right wing, we gave Saka.
Kane,
that is
5-4. Oh, that's
good.
So
5-5. So 5-5. 5-4.
No, you don't count
keeper
now.
You can't keep our 5-5.
You can't keep
okay, keep
five, five. And there are 11 five, players five, in the team. What's the last? Who's the last?
Eric Guerrero.
We gave left back. But normally Guerrero is supposed better pass. Guerrero is supposed better pass by
my
experience and the OG.
Well, let's just leave it as it is. Quite balanced.
So basically, we are saying that Arsenal team is as quality. If it's man for man, we can go man for man with their team. It's not as if they are. They had before when they had Ribery and Robben and all those OG.
So I was thinking more the attack. The attack is quite
strong. The attack. Nabri know they cook.
Nabri that don't score that time.
More not true. Nabri they cook for London very well. More not take care.
I still.
Don't worry.
I've never seen one
of them. Now your boy, now your own boy.
He no fit. He no plan. He no fit.
Like this is Nabri. Like Nabri just got back to back. This season for the first time now.
No threatening, maybe we don't be
Papa the man.
So what are your four semi-finalist prediction? I'll go first. I have PSG qualifying, Atletico, Arsenal, and Man City.
Let's go. Zaz.
Timmy, you next.
City, Atletico, PSG. That's not Bayern. I'm not choosing a unit. I actually don't know.
Okay, Ebimi, you go there.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
For me, PSG at Atletico.
We didn't say PSG.
Yes, we said PSG.
Back out.
PSG, Atletico, Arsenal, and Man City.
Oh.
Menu, you go last.
Okay. My semi-finalists would be Bayern, Dortmund, PSG. I don't know. This is our discussion. You guys have made me tilt towards Madrid, but I still think City will put through. So those four.
Alright, thank you guys for coming. Join us on the next episode as we expand on these situations with Chelsea, Man United, and you know the Sancho situation. Like, and continue to follow us on our Twitter page for updates. And thank you, Ebimi, and thank you, Timmy, for joining. Thank you, Menu Chim also.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks. It was great being here. Have a nice day, everyone.
Welcome.
Catch you guys on the next episode. Join us next week again for another episode. Thank you.